This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal calls for turning student migration into knowledge exchange. Nepal's embassy in Belgium holds Nepal-EU Tech Forum 2026, bringing together policymakers, European Union officials and investors. And California man charged with attempting to assassinate US President Donald Trump after trying to storm a gala event with weapons. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal today said Nepal must transform student migration into a circular flow of knowledge, stressing that the country is not losing its youth but redistributing talent globally for broader national benefit. Speaking at a seminar organized by the Institute of Foreign Affairs, IFA, on student migration, policy aspiration and global mobility, the minister highlighted the expanding role of Nepali students abroad in shaping global knowledge systems while also contributing to Nepal's long-term development. He called for the establishment of a diaspora network, knowledge network, to map the skills and expertise of Nepali students overseas and link their global experience with national development priorities. The minister further noted Nepal's competitive strengths in areas such as climate science, information technology and ancient knowledge systems, saying these sectors could help build world-class institutions aligned with the aspirations of the country's youth. The program brought together government officials, migration experts, researchers and young diplomats from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Nepal-EU Tech Forum 2026 was held in Brussels, Belgium yesterday, bringing together policymakers, European Union officials, investors and members of the Nepali diaspora to discuss cooperation in the information and communication technology sector. Organized by the Embassy of Nepal in collaboration with Junis Solutions at the European Institute for Asian Studies, the forum focused on digital innovation, foreign direct investment and cross-border collaboration between Nepal and Europe. Addressing the inaugural session, Ambassador Sewa Lamsal said Nepal is ready to attract investment in its technology sector, citing policy reforms, a growing skilled workforce and rising IT service exports. Representatives from the European Commission outlined the EU's digital priorities, including artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and data protection. Two panel discussions examined investment readiness, startup growth, diaspora engagement, and talent mobility. Speakers highlighted the need for scalable infrastructure, improved regulatory frameworks, and stronger links between Nepali professionals and European markets. The forum concluded with calls for continued policy implementation, university partnerships, and closer Nepal-European Union cooperation to support the growth of Nepal's digital economy. The Supreme Court has ordered businessman Sekar Golcha to submit a written response within 24 hours through the Office of the Attorney General in a habeas corpus case. A single bench of Justice Niprodhoj Nirola issued the order following a petition filed by Golcha's wife, Seema Golcha, alleging that he has been kept in illegal detention and seeking his immediate release. The court directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, Kathmandu, to submit a written reply with reasons and grounds for the detention within 24 hours of the receipt of the order, including the time required for service of notice. The order also instructs the authorities to serve copies of the petition to the concerned parties. It further directs that upon submission of the response or expiry of the deadline, the investigation file along with the custody and remand records be produced before the court. The hearing was held on a habeas corpus petition, a legal remedy that challenges unlawful detention. Barsa National Park is drawing a growing number of visitors as improved conservation efforts has enhanced its appeal as a key ecotourism destination. Park officials say both domestic and foreign tourist arrivals have increased in recent years, with domestic visitors forming the majority. On average, around 1,000 tourists visit annually, particularly between October and March. The park's rich biodiversity and scenic landscape remain its main attractions. Spread over 627.39 square kilometers, it is home to species such as Bengal tigers, rhinos, elephants, and leopards. Authorities attribute the rise in wildlife populations to targeted conservation measures, including the construction of artificial ponds to address water shortages. These efforts have helped improve habitats, with the tiger population reaching 41 in the latest count. Officials say the balance between conservation and tourism is key, noting that stronger habitat protection is not only preserving biodiversity but also making the park increasingly attractive to visitors. Nepal's Consul General in San Francisco, California, Lakshman Kanal, held a series of meetings in Wyoming focusing on expanding cooperation between Nepal and the U.S. state. During a courtesy call in Riverton on the 24th of April, he met Governor Mark Gordon and discussed collaboration in areas including agriculture, tourism, higher education, climate change, and mountain conservation. Kanal also attended the Central Wyoming Innovation and Entrepreneurship Conference 2026 at Central Wyoming College, where he engaged with officials and participants on strengthening economic and academic ties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. California man has been charged with attempting to assassinate U.S. President Donald Trump after trying to storm a gala event with weapons on Saturday night. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen was also charged with two firearms offenses when he appeared in court in Washington, D.C. on Monday. He did not enter a plea. He was carrying a semi-automatic handgun, a pump-action shotgun, and three knives as he charged past a security checkpoint at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner on Saturday. The incident has sparked a White House security review. A Secret Service agent was shot but not seriously wounded during the attack at a hotel. The accused faces life in prison if found guilty. Justice Department announces charges against the suspect. He stated his age and said he has a master's degree when he was prosecuted. A superyacht linked to one of Russia's President Vladimir Putin's key allies has sailed through the Strait of Hormuz despite the ongoing blockade of the critical shipping channel. The 142-meter-long, 465-feet, that is, Nord luxury boat linked to the sanctioned Russian billionaire Alexei Mordashov traveled from Dubai to Muscat, Oman, over the weekend, one of a few private vessels to transit through the strait in recent months. Iran has engaged with Russia in high-level talks this week as its standoff with the U.S. over the strait's reopening continues. Approximately one-fifth of the global crude oil and liquefied natural gas supplies normally pass through the waterway. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy in Kosi, Modis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while it will be partly cloudy in Tarai region. There is also possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall with thunder and lightning at many places in Kosi province. Some places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Modis provinces and a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi province and the hilly region of Gandaki province. At present, Nepal is under the influence of westerly and local winds along with low pressure system in the low atmosphere near the eastern region of the country. Hence, that is why we are getting some rain. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal called for turning student migration into knowledge exchange. Nepal's embassy in Belgium holds Nepal-European Union Tech Forum 2026, bringing together policymakers, European Union officials and investors. And a California man charged with attempting to assassinate U.S. President Donald Trump after trying to storm a gala event with weapons. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.